This gallery space is called Grown. All the artwork celebrates flowers in the open landscape, riotous, sprawling, and untamed. As you move into the 14 by 10 meter room, you are faced with a wall 3 meters high and painted jacaranda purple. Delicately pinned on the wall are 5 paper cuts by Pamela C. Shemei Ling. The paper cuts depict the flowers of 5 types of fruit: banana, strawberry, quince, citrus, and passion fruit. These fruits were grown by Chinese market gardeners in the Brisbane region. Some of the paper cuts span a meter across, while others are half that size. Moving clockwise, you encounter 3 paintings on a white painted wall. The first 2 works are by Judith Cinnamon and share a similar theme. Both depict the zigzag wattle. They are clusters of green leaves bursting with inflorescent yellow pods set against a clear blue sky. The left painting hides 2 eastern yellow robin birds. In the right and slightly smaller painting, a wattle bird shelters in the top right corner. To the right of the paintings, there is an oil painting by Chris Bassey that shows fallen frangipani flowers laying on the ground, surrounded in earthy green brown leaves. The 2 dozen scattered flowers are still pert and crisp, seemingly undamaged by the storm that has dislodged them from their tree. The gleaming white petals each house a burst of yellow in their center. Now to the wall on your right, which is also painted white. There are 4 paintings. The first 3 paintings on the left are by Monica Rowan and share a similar theme. They are sized between 1200 and 1800 millimeters high and 900 and 610 millimeters wide, each dense and rich in colors that fill the entire frame. The first painting in oil is a wall of fiery orange flowers within thick pine-like green leaves. In the top left is the back of a young woman climbing through the foliage. She wears ankle socks under brown boots, a red patterned skirt, and a black and white flecked top. In the next painting to the right is the same woman, her long scraggly brunette hair partially covering her face. Her arms are wide open and her head bowed. She appears suspended within a lush wall of tiny purple flowers and thick needle green leaves. The third in the sequence features the same young woman, this time standing among a shower of bright yellow flowers, which partially obscure her face. Green leaves scatter the edges, allowing space for a blue sky to peek through. The fourth painting on this wall is almost the size of the previous 3 combined. This impasto oil painting by Ashley Bex looks like a quilt within a white border. There are 24 patches in total, 4 rows by 6 columns. Each patch showcases close-up paintings of flowers of differing species, such as lilies, lavender, iris, poppies, and proteas. Ashley paints to work through her emotions, from self-discovery to healing. In the center of the room, a shin-high 2x2 meter white plinth showcases a mesmerizing installation of over 800 small handcrafted glazed ceramic pieces by Jayashree Srinivasan. In the center of the installation, there is a fanning spiral of white, long, curved, arm-like shapes in a tight pistil. Moving out from the center, there are petal-shaped ovals that align in a circular pattern of 36 rows. Navet in shape, the points of these elongated ovals sit tightly within the next, creating a mosaic of tight diamond shapes. The inner pieces are porcelain white. They then morph into beige, terracotta, and finally brown and gold earthy tones. A few gold ceramic pieces are isolated on the outer edges. The transition from the inner to outer petals evokes the bloom and decay of jasmine, recalling the cyclical nature of life. Nearby, there is a fantastical floral arrangement made from acrylic yarn by Milimirka Radovic. Across a gallery wall are garlands and 3 circular beds that erupt with corals, cactuses, and carnations. Imaginary realms are evoked in the cascading garlands of chrysanthemums, tumbling trumpets, and bunch clusters looking wattle-ish and fronds looking fern-ish.